Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, UK Health Radio, and Brian Therapeutics, and nitric oxide. High performance and acupuncture is the doubleheader we're looking forward to, although we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, live radio, time zones. We're waiting for Eric Stahler, who's the CEO of Champion Mindset Institute, to join us. And then we're going to have Kathy Goldstein, who's a certified acupuncture physician, holistic health practitioner. And then the sports doctor would be in with some Dr. Bob wisdom and some emails. So we'll see what we'll talk about a little bit here while we're waiting for Eric. And I think what we'll do is we'll talk about what I've been featuring for a while now, which is the new medicine. And the new medicine, we got to keep it simple. And the new medicine is quite simple but profound. And it is, number one, eat smarter. We've done 100 shows on that topic. Nutrition has become a very big deal. We had one of the world's leading juice experts on a couple of weeks ago. The idea of eating smarter and paying big attention, you know, we're faced with a epidemic of obesity, an epidemic of childhood obesity, all sorts of other concerns with additives, et cetera. This explosion of a lot of it misinformation. Regarding why we've been very excited having on as a guest Jessica Beal, who is a sports pharmacist, and talking about supplements and all these things that go into the world of nutrition. So that's number one. Number two is keep moving. A lot of choices, again, walking, going to the gym, doing yoga, Pilates. So many different types of exercise. Tai Chi has become a very, very popular scenario. The mind-body connection has become a very, very big deal. And this is why, again, the challenge we're facing with juvenile type 2 diabetes, we never saw diabetes in adolescents a couple of decades ago. It used to be called adult onset. So keep moving is something we've got to really move throughout our whole society, school systems, seniors, and the earlier the better. Number three is another big deal, reducing stress. This whole idea, the candle burning on 10 ends, you know, so many guests we have on the sports doctor in sports psychology, psychiatry, psychotherapy, mental training. 3 months ago, we had on a Taoist with the Tao, 2,500-year-old principles, a couple of them being simplicity and compassion, that were as pertinent today as they were a couple of thousand years ago, and coming to grips with the necessity of all aspects of mind-body connection. And part of all of this is this new, very good news, big attention on functional medicine, lifestyle medicine. You know, the American medical system, give them a pill, surgery, 10-minute appointments, all this kind of, you know, insurance companies. And what this has brought us as compared to this tremendously new effort, again, the mind-body, the big topic on the sports doctor for decades. High performance. And this is why we're missing Eric somehow. Well, we, you know, have international guests and there's time zones and, you know, who knows? Sometimes we're in live radio. it's an adventure. Only because I've done the sports doctor for like decades can we dance when we find out all of a sudden somebody's not showing up. But the youth sports is a great example also of some of these important parts of youth, of new medicine, as is the senior population. One of the biggest topics today in physical therapy is fall prevention. The whole idea, again, of trying to be as healthy as possible, as old as possible. You know, we see in the world of sports, 40-year-old superstars are still at the top of their careers in one way or another. Just this past couple of months between Novak Djokovic at 39 years old and Messi in soccer, where we saw, one of our frequent guests, the team orthopedist for the Yankees, Dr. Chris Amadus, released a series of books in the world of surgery and life. But him talking about the amount of Tommy John surgeries being done on adolescents. So the pressure in youth sports. Last week, we had on the world famous sports agent, Lee Steinberg. And we talked about the pressures of these multi-million dollar athletes and this whole new world of college athletics and sports and the pressures on some of these kids and some of these athletes. So again, that new medicine of number one, pay big attention on your own individuality and nutrition and eating smarter. You don't have to be, you know, again, in the United States, we're one of only two countries in the world. New Zealand's the other one that allows television advertising of prescription drugs. And if it's not a prescription drug advertisement, it's a diet commercial. So this insanity over eating and all of these things is a real challenge here. And this is why we want to pay attention to eating smarter and being educated, whether it's for you or your children or your parents, with this tremendous attention with super seniors. And again, the idea of keep moving. You know, by the time our kids are in junior high school, it's 1 out of 20 of kids who are playing sports. Who's staying active? Who understands what a big deal this is in a adolescent growing up and not having to deal with the challenges of obesity? Years ago, back on College of DuPage, WDCP Radio, we had the author of The Fat Boy Chronicles, which was a book and became a great movie. And it talked about a kid growing up and the bullying and the belittling and this whole world of obesity and childhood obesity. And to this day, obesity is the number one reason for bullying with these kids. Number two is disability. Number three, sexual orientation. We've had bullying experts on numerous times. So again, the new medicine is something that at the highest level, where we're dealing with very, very serious athletes and the challenge sometimes of your son or daughter wanting to specialize. I wrote a chapter in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, that I co-authored with the Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharkey Zartman, called The Prodigy Sport. And in this chapter, we discussed, again, think gymnastics, think figure skating, even tennis and soccer also, pitching baseball, which Dr. Ahmad was talking about, where a kid might be playing baseball, 400 days a year, and the overuse injury, and this pressure on some of these kids. You know, when you watch the Olympics, you might be watching somebody. One of my favorite athletes that I love to follow is Lindsey Vonn. And the unbelievable story this gal has had, including the last Olympics. By the way, we celebrated and won another gold medal from the sports doctor with Danny O'Shea, figure skating pairs, the United States gold medal. Danny was a teenager. We put orthotics in his skates, and we were celebrating the 16th year since Naperville resident Evan Lysacek, who was 10 when he put orthotics in his skates, won the Olympic gold medal 2010. And Danny O'Shea, I thought he retired. He just turned 35. And there he was, man. Made the Olympic team and won the gold medal with his great partner. So, again, these principles, even at the highest level, matter of fact, this was something we really wanted to talk to Eric about with the championship mindset. They're so involved in business and the world in situations in so many areas. Again, whether it's the highest level of sports or their grandmothers. And this is something that we're really, really dealing with. Again, with this attention, we'll talk about it more in the Sports Doctors In segment, of the Juvenile Diabetes Challenge and the fact that we are buried in the super senior population in nursing homes, that 1 out of 3 to 4 people there are diabetes. And it's everywhere. And the whether it's, again, the type 1 diabetes, which is an insulin-necessary situation, usually lifelong, different animal than type 2, which used to be called lifestyle diabetes, or adult onset. And where all of a sudden we were seeing this explosion in the teenage population and what it means with these lifelong kinds of treatments in one regard or another. So, again, in the areas of what we like to call on the sports doctor, the mental game, where, again, where we are dealing with. Now, the more talented your son or daughter is, and if they want to specialize in a sport, where, again, this is what's done with young figure skaters, they don't want to play. We want kids growing up, everybody, to play multiple sports. We want to stay away from repetitive motion problems. Like, again, Dr. Ahmad or Dr. DeNobili from Philly, orthopedist, talking about with shoulders. And they're seeing a lot of this now with pickleball, with, again, upper extremity, wrists, shoulders, by people who may not be ready to be so physical. You know, I wrote an article in 2020, no one knew how to spell pickleball. For Low Extremity Review magazine, the article was called Pickleball is Physical. And we were talking, it's very, very, it's the fastest growing sport in the United States. And you don't have to be a great athlete, but you better be in shape if you want to be playing pickleball, where you're moving in different directions, you're changing speeds, the whole, we see all sorts of foot, ankle, knee trouble what was popping up, let alone the rest of the body. So a lot of these, again, principles with the new medicine make a lot of sense. Again, whether we're talking to motivational speakers, and you know, Robert Andrews, who is a contributor to Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, he's one of the founders of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. His specialty, he's worked with the Navy SEALs, he's got a wall of gold medals with the Girls Olympics, Simone Biles, and his specialty now is post-injury. And those mental challenges, think post-ACL injury, post-rotator cuff shoulder surgery with a great athlete and who's dealing with whether their career is flashing before their eyes. And that this is why the mental game is such a big deal on the sports doctor, whether we're dealing with a 13, 14, 15-year-old traveling team kid, or whether we're dealing with, again, the 75-year-old who's trying to get back into shape after his physical therapy, or we're dealing, again, with the tremendous amount of teenagers living on over-the-counter Advils, Aleves, to try to keep up with this crazy schedule and the overkill in youth sports. So this is why we're constantly dealing with, whether it's on the physical side, you know, is your son or daughter in the best shoe for their foot mechanics? How about you? Now that you are a someone who's getting more and more active, you know, and there's so much hoopla, new kinds of shoes and lower levels of how aggressive the shoe should be and all of these different challenges. And this is why, again, as we finish this segment up, Eric will find you somehow in the future, you know, again, which is the whole area of the consistent biomechanics in the role of the foot in sports. Almost all progressive or recurrent or persistent lower extremity, backs, hips, knees, ankles, are either foot-caused or foot-related. As a sports podiatrist over the years, seeing some of the top girls in so many different sports, so many different ages, half of the ones I was seeing were knee trouble that were foot-related. And the challenge still today, if the feet don't hurt, it's missed. Can't tell you how many girls I've seen who've had knee surgery, three ACL concerns, or after problems, where the doctor never watched them walking barefoot. Changed for the better, but it's still a real challenge. So whatever area we're talking, whether it's on the physical side and or the mental side, this is why we have so many motivational people. I have so many life coaches. It's funny, the coaching, you know, 10, 20 years ago, when you mentioned coach, you thought of the football coach on the sidelines or the basketball coach or whatever. Now life coaching is one of the biggest areas we see. It's like podcasting. When I, you know, being on live radio all these years, no podcasting, nobody heard of it. Now it is one of the largest areas. Some of the best guests I've had every week. I have one coming up, Kathy Goldstein, with the That One group, which is almost 1,000 strong membership of some of the most talented people in so many different areas, brand builders and superstar podcasters. So again, we feature a lot of these areas, and it's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We will be right back with Kathy Goldstein. Hopefully she makes it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we are welcoming Kathy Goldstein. She is a nationally certified acupuncture physician, holistic health practitioner, also very involved in this True Energy natural facelift. Kathy Goldstein, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Bob. I'm very, very excited to talk about something a little bit different today than our normal sports stuff, but I think the bottom line is the bottom line, right? When we're talking about vitality.
I got news for you, kiddo. I've been talking about acupuncture from the Sports Doctor for 40 years. So absolutely, in the world of natural healing, whether you're the best athlete in the world or someone who's dealing with chronic pain or somebody has all sorts of problems, I shared an office with an acupuncture specialist, Chinese medicine specialist for years. So give us some background on you now that I've tuned you into what we do.
Yeah.
So what you're up to.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I originally was going to go to osteopathic school, and I got really sick with Crohn's disease, ended up in the hospital for 3 months, 7 surgeries later, realized that allopathic medicine was maybe not my path, because it seems that there was, you know, they knew about the digestive system and the respiratory system, but I didn't hear anything about a healing system. So I ended up doing acupuncture and had amazing results, felt better than I had felt since I was a teenager, and completely changed my trajectory into doing acupuncture back in, you know, 1985. So I was back before they even had, you know, people really didn't even know what acupuncture was.
Yeah, so, nobody knew how to spell it, you know, even if it was around for thousands of years, because when we're talking about it, and I feature this for decades, you know, the whole lifestyle functional medicine, and I've included energy medicine big time, healing medicine from around the world. And in the United States, we were a tough sell. We're not as tough. You know, the first baseball player from the Yankees and White Sox, Eric Soderholm, was late 70s. I put orthotics in his spikes. And he had a hypnotist working with him, and the team thought he was out of his mind. So you know, now there's not a team involved that doesn't involve very seriously what you do, you know, including, again, whether we're talking hands-on or whether we're talking about energy healing and acupuncture. Again, Chinese medicine, holistic medicine, I think now has exploded in the world of wellness.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I totally agree. And I think that as the education process from when I first started practicing in 1988 to how I talk and educate now is so different, so different. So you are absolutely right.
Yeah, osteopathic medicine, which is the same as an MD in all the different specialties. Yep. However, osteopathic medicine includes hands-on. Sometimes chiropractic, other holistic principles, where I always revered them, and we've worked with them, gosh, for decades in so many areas in the world of biomechanics. And how have you found the healthcare system community? I know you're a speaker, and you talk to so many different groups, and you're so involved in so many areas in the holistic healing. How have you found the professions, society, organizations in their acceptance of this whole, even, gee, we throw in the word biohacking, right?
yeah, for sure. And like for you and I, oh my gosh, totally. And so that is a whole different thing in the education level, you know, where there's so many, like you said, so many people are experts and they're, you know, consultants and they're coaches. And I think that it's really hard for people to tell what the difference is between people who have, you know, studied something for many, many years and really, you know, harnessed.
If you think about the word coach 10, 15, 20 years ago, you thought about the sidelines, you know, and the coach, the football, basketball coach. Life coach, no one knew what it meant. So we feature this a lot, the mind-body connection. I call it the mental game. On the sports doctor, where we pay you tremendous attention to that side. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their coach or their parent, in these kinds of challenges. And again, in all of these different areas, where did you fit in the national whole facelift, facial world?
Yeah. Well, really what that came from was from my own mirror moment that, you know, really how I felt, what I was doing. I was, you know, eating organic, exercising, meditating, getting treatments. And what I realized is my face was not reflecting how I felt. My face was actually looking older than my actual age. And what I realized is that as much as the body is for like the heavy lifting, the face is all about emotions. And also our traumas and how we express and hold all of our pain, life pain, physical pain.
I've had a few guests in the past that were all about facial exercises, all about, you know, again, nobody was paying any kind of attention, you know, to any of that. Have you found that, well, of course, it makes an awful lot of sense here. You would hear over the years, hey, what's the biggest organ in the body? And someone would say, hey, guess what? It's the skin, you know.
Right.
And you'd have all of these different, and in the world of anti-aging and the world, again, of longevity and functional medicine, you know, our group that we're both involved with, that one which may pay so much attention to this whole anti-aging world and functional medicine world, that I would imagine that it would be an easy marriage for the paying big attention to facial health.
Yeah, you would think so, but I think that...
right, I was going to say good luck to you.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Exactly right, Dr. Bob. Like, you would think so. However, people are really, you know, we're so conditioned that as you get older, you become more, like, more, less visible, just more... extract it from our society.
Well, the pandemic and social media have changed everything. When I have contributors to my book,
That's
in the
right.
world of holistic psychiatry, 15 years ago, she's rolling her eyes, talking about what it was going to mean regarding this whole social media pandemic world. What's the best site people to go to find out about you and your work?
Well, trueenergyskincare.com or KathyGoldstein.com, because I think you know, you're really nailing a really important part, which is actually brain function and our face. They're a lot more connected than people think they are. So I think that that's a really important kind of bottom line message, is that
my colleague in Chinese medicine, acupuncture, with my sinuses, she was doing acupuncture.
Sure.
And the whole idea initially was, and the whole idea of sports medicine, I remember the great, late, great Walter Payton, man, who he wore my products his whole career, man, but you take a needle near him and good luck to you. So the whole idea, I wasn't better when it came to how painful, how uncomfortable. And it ended up, I was so surprised to see that acupuncture itself, for the most part, especially when it was done really properly, it really didn't hurt.
That's right. That's right.
Surprise,
it does not.
Right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's and we already know. I mean, it's what, 5,000 years old? It's still sustaining. There's nothing in
well,
our...
Well, now that we've seen, and I bring up a big point, now that we've seen the science, and it's funny, you know, I've been around deep massage therapy, a really great Bob guide. I spent 40 years with Bob, one of the leaders of sports performance. Vibrational medicine was a big deal to him. He used to use these chiropractic instruments to work all of these different areas. And, you know, people thought massage therapy, you know, what are you talking about with health and wellness? But now the science, including acupuncture, which has really been a big, I believe, weapon with you in that world, showing again that this is as absolutely scientifically legitimate. You know, when you're talking energy systems and meridians, people roll their eyes still in a lot of ways. But I think you're getting through in a big way.
Well, thank you, Bob. I super appreciate that. I think that, you know, aging is inevitable, but which is optional.
Well, now you're getting, this is a big, big area. This is exploding. You know, when I had on the radio, you know, some of our colleagues in the world of biohacking, people never heard the word. And what are we really, what are we talking about? We're talking about lifestyle, functional medicine. This is where I teach all the time. I talked about it a lot the first segment when we couldn't Eric, the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter, talk all day about it. Number two, keep moving, talk all day about that. Number three, reducing stress, which is such a big area. And I, you know, Dr. Lee, who we work, always paid big attention to acupuncture as being one of these real weapons, again, when it came to being able to rest and recover.
Right. That's right. And actually, in releasing the muscles in the face, actually help our brain to relax.
When you're talking about a method that can make a difference in the overuse, maybe Botox, and the tremendous reliance, again, on these synthetics, as compared to, well, what can we do? You know, I can exercise my face all day, which is news to a lot of people. But, you know, you can do something in the terms of facelift without injections?
Yes.
That's big news. That's
yes,
news.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, I actually did a third party study with Dr. Pugliese, who was the old timer in, you know, in all of the science of, you know, high end luxury products that were, you know, that he would give to, that people would give to him for their
You'll never out of products. If it's not
no.
hair care and skin,
right.
you will never, right. again, my friends in aesthetics, again, in the spa world, when you're talking about the wellness and
well,
health.
Well, that's right.
And,
yeah.
and the idea that, you know, the world of products, and again, you know, people, there's so much misinformation, and who knows
yeah.
what's going to happen with the whole AI scenario and this craziness. And again, you know, the mental anguish with, you know, what can you believe and what can't you? Boy, what a challenge this is in almost any area now, especially when it comes to health and wellness.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think that, you know, knowing that someone has a history in health and wellness, and you had asked about, like, is there something other than Botox? Absolutely. You know, and it is, that is exactly why I developed that, the True Energy Facelift System, was because the idea of doing Botox to relieve our for anti-aging is so counterproductive because it destroys our brain.
Yeah. Well, again, if it's a choice, number one, if it's
understood.
Well studied, number two, if it's been used in migraines, and if there's areas again, hey, listen,
sure.
America, we're great, man. We got great drugs. We're overdrugged up to our ears. This is one of our biggest challenges in all areas of athletics. Again, you know, there wasn't a serious athlete I knew over the years who didn't add medical marijuana to their mixture to relax or sleep better
yeah.
and help with pain. But if they got caught, they got thrown out of the game, and instead
right.
they were given opioids. You know?
Much better, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the craziness that we've had in so many different
True.
Areas. So the natural
True.
Remedies of holistic health. And I think one of the interesting parts we bring up a lot is the terminology. Over the years, Kath, the term was alternative, me against you, medicine.
Understood.
And then my namesake, no relative, Andrew Weil, over the years said, hey, what about the term? And Deepak Chopra, let's say
yeah.
complementary. And now it is not this contest. And that's helped a lot. When you hear complementary medicine, because I got news for you. 30% of medicine, everybody, is placebo. Don't fool yourself.
Right.
This is a very, very big area and needs to be included. And now that we've allowed our system to open up to some of these other ideas, even if they're 5,000 years old, where you're talking mind-body and a lot of these
mm-hmm.
different areas, then... you know, how do we mix it in with today's lifestyle and social media? That's why I always say to people like you in your world how your sports psychology skills are.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. You know, especially when you're talking about vitality and resilience, and you know, and our body's ability to innately heal. These are terms that people don't think of when they're thinking about how our body heals. How our body
yes,
takes
but
care of itself.
In high performance sports, I want to get better yesterday, Dr. Weil. Don't you understand? And if I can, acupuncture is a tremendous weapon at the highest level of sports, where we're interested again in enhancing recovery. We talk
mm-hmm.
a lot about the hyperbaric oxygen. We talk a lot about massage therapy. We talk a lot about juicing and a lot of these other areas. And you're in the middle of all of it. Again, and now the excitement also with acupuncture is prevention
right.
or enhanced recovery. And have you found in your particular experience that in all areas of sports are paying much more attention to acupuncture?
I think that probably not as much on the prevention level, but certainly on the healing level, because you can, you know, in Chinese medicine, pain is just considered an obstruction of flow of energy. Right. So if you're, you know, whether it's an injury or just strain or, you know, high levels.
Again, you know, the reason I co-wrote the book, hashtag a sports parent, seeing some of the best kids over the years or the serious athletes, was overkill. And in youth sports, overuse, this is why the sports doctor guest of mine, the sports doctor of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, the last few books, he's talking about doing 20% of Tommy John surgery on teenagers.
Wow.
Think about it. So we're going to talk more, again, this overkill. And again, the idea of enhancing healing with overuse is we have found acupuncture to be a very, very big weapon. Even if I'm talking about 15-year-old figure skaters who are jumping 50 times a week and we want to help recovery, talk more about that. We're talking with Kathy Goldstein and this whole world of acupuncture, medicine, holistic health. It's the sports doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, back. It's the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil talking with Kathy Goldstein in the world of acupuncture, the holistic medicine side of things, attention, everything with faceless. We were talking a little bit about the recovery side, the enhancing of sports medicine. Number one, can I prevent trouble? Can I enhance healing, quicken it? And number two, can I enhance performance? And again, if you're talking about the athlete who's running and jumping all day and really pushing their muscles, Dr. Lee, who worked with us all those years, and in some of these others with these teams in the world of acupuncture, this is what they're doing. They're working with massage therapy, physical therapy. You know, can I continue to calm that shoulder down to the quarterback who's throwing 500 passes a week? And this is where we see it really being helpful.
Yeah. So actually, you know what I would love to touch on here, too, is the emotional component of athletes and performance.
Yes. This is a huge topic. Again, like we said, the mental game.
Yes.
Expose that or expand on that.
Yeah. So one of the things that you've, I'm sure, noticed is that an athlete doesn't have an outcome that they want. And what happens is they play that out in their mind over and over and over again. And what happens is it affects the outcome of their next play and the play after that. That's why they're always teaching you need to let go of the past so that you can move to the future without holding on to it.
Mindfulness. It's one of our favorite words on the sports doctor. And again, think golf. Can this golfer forget the last lousy shot he hit and be in the moment? And this is one of the biggest challenges for people, period.
That's right. Well, there's a technique called neuroemotional technique.
And yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, you're familiar.
Well, that and neuro-linguistic programming and the similarities, again, that's the whole neuro-energy world is a big, exciting area. Expand on that.
Yeah, so the neuro-emotional technique, what it does is it takes an event that kind of gets stuck in your limbic brain and then hijacks your future. So, and what it does is it uses acupuncture theory, the concepts of psychology and neurology, and it loops it all together to actually break that unfinished business, that loop. It actually breaks that loop instantaneously, so that you can put it behind you.
Yeah, that's
and move
a magic
forward.
Word. Good luck to you instantaneously. You and
I know,
500
it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy, Dr. Bob, but you got to check it out. You've got to check
well,
out
I
that neuroemotional technique.
Yes, and do you see the those kinds of procedures? Do they involve, for example, again, my figure skaters were visualizing 25 years ago before people knew what it was and meditating.
Right.
Do these techniques involve like self-hypnosis? What are some of the bullet points of this these programs?
Yeah, so not self-hypnosis.
Neuro, what are the bullet points?
Sure, not self-hypnosis. What it is it's using kinesiology to reveal in a streamlined way the origin of the, unfinished business, the issue.
Okay.
And
how does kinesiology motion? How does motion
Right, and muscle testing in kinesiology that you're familiar with, really when you're using it as a weak or strong, when you're thinking or using words, it actually determines whether you're congruent or non-congruent. Not a yes, no, but just does, is your nervous system congruent with this statement?
Can people find out about this particular methodology through the website you gave me before?
No. The website to find out about that would be netmindbody, netmindbody.com.
Okay. And this is something that would be a program. If someone was saying to you, Kathy, this sounds so exciting, and this is a big, big area. We talk, again, the mental game, big area. Someone said, Kathy, how long, I know not exactly, what is this, the generality of how long, you said instantaneously, I could find whether it is me, again, whether it is me sticking with my diet, whether it's me sticking with my exercise program, whether it's me trying to change my methodology with, setting goals and these things. How long does it take to see some changes, Kath?
I have seen, there's actually studies. I'll give you the studies because that whole instantaneous thing sounds a little crazy and a little out there. But there was a study done with cancer patients who had been diagnosed, whether it was 10 hours or 10 years. And when they played out the scenario of, for example, when they found out they had had cancer, that it ignited an area in their brain that fires up stress. Right.
Yeah, any new weapon in those areas, again, like
exactly.
We said, the placebo effect. Once you understand that whether you expect good results, whatever we're talking about or not, is a big deal. It's a much bigger deal than a lot of us ever really realize. It's a scientific one. And this is why these programs, again, where you are taking into awareness the neuroscience. One of my colleagues, again, in the vestibular training surfaces, where she's a national recognized figure skating coach, and they found it up to, that some of the science that goes into some of the spinning, some of these different areas, is that brain health-wise very, very powerful in trying to make a difference. And again, people's, whether it's their emotional, and this has got to be, I would assume, as pertinent in sports or out of sports, or in the chronic disease world. Pain world is a big one.
Yes, totally agree. I totally agree with that. And within 5 treatments, the brain no longer fired up under that same scenario. And so that, you're absolutely right, because it also, I'm in the world of health, right? So many people aren't congruent with the idea of being healthy. And it sounds like crazy.
It is an amazing reality, what you just said. What a big deal that still is. I think, every super expert I've had on from around the world, I have to admit, when I really ask them, how are we doing, and all of this stuff and all of these things, every one of them roll their eyes. And the fact that, at best, we're treading water, even though we feel we're very excited about progress. And, experts I've had, Bob Goldman was, initiated the whole world of anti-aging 40 years ago. It's such a big area, big deal, yet such a problem. Give us again, I knew the time would fly with you, Kathy. Give us again the site they could find out about the particular neuro.
You're a net mind body. Yes. Sure.
Yes. Give us those sites.
Sure. Okay. So net mind body, netmindbody.com. And there's the science in there, PubMed published articles. There's many, many research pieces that really just give you all of that information that people who, want for, authenticity and transparency. It's there. So that's a great site.
And the acupuncture world site, would just go to you maybe in LinkedIn?
You know what? If you're looking for a good acupuncturist, honestly, I would do, there's a national so that's nccaom.org. And find a practitioner.
Okay. Anyway, hold on. Thanks, everybody. We're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hold on. Hey, everybody. What if there was a single molecule that your body is missing that is responsible for your low energy, brain fog, high blood pressure, other issues? including sexual dysfunction. Well, this life-changing molecule is nitric oxide. Your body naturally produces this molecule, and as you age, your natural production declines. In fact, by age 40, you have less than 50% what you had in your 20s. Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is a molecular scientist, spent more than 25 years in academia studying this critical molecule. Bryan Therapeutics has discovered why people lose the ability to naturally produce nitric oxide. His discoveries have led to the development of a nitric oxide-releasing lozenger, N101. This product releases nitric oxide, even if your body cannot produce it, and actually improves the body's ability to make it naturally. There is no other product quite like this in the world of nitric oxide. Go to www.nlo1.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests. Even though I just found out Dr. Eric, tied up in surgery, understandable, it's happened to me, and we will definitely have him sometime on this fall, and talking about the champion mindset. Next week, we have another couple of exciting guests involved with this that one group of entrepreneurs, doctors, podcasters, brand builders, Clayton Thomas and his Roots brands of supplements, health and wellness products. And we're excited about having him on. And then George Rivera, who's been a business builder and so many different areas. Now I think his claim to fame is his son, Leo, 12-year-old podcaster. I was a guest, is involved. So we're going to have some great times with George Rivera as he really contemplates and talks about what's important in the world of whether it's building the business or whether it's sacrificing time with your family. Big topic on the Sports Doctor. The following week, hey, coming back on the Sports Doctor, Jimmy Spinelli, one of the country's leading athletic trainers. He's with professional teams. He was with the organization down in Florida with all these superstar high school athletes, Brandon Academy. And he's now, and again, for years, he was with Sports Performance Volleyball. This is where we spent a lot of time together. And with screenings, and he is back in Illinois with Sports Performance Volleyball. So we're going to have him then, another functional medicine longevity expert from that one, Mark Sherwood will be joining me. And again, you know, initially we were going to talk about on the Dr. Bob wisdom section, the mental game. And this is what we talked about just a lot of the whole show today. And what's interesting, I wanted to mention, and I did during the interview, whether it was Dr. Nick Nobile in Philadelphia, an orthopedist who's worked with the Eagles, he's worked with the Phillies. He's been a guest numerous times with me, and Dr. Chris Ahmad, orthopedist with the Yankees, who just released a series of books as far as the skills of surgery and the life lessons, I'm paraphrasing, that are involved in decision-making and dealing with consequences. So we're looking forward to these new guests. I wanted to mention, Jerry said, my 12-year-old daughter, she plays tennis, she has shin splints. See podiatry, Jerry. Half the girls we see running, jumping sports with shin splints, it's foot-related. Almost always excessive pronation or flat foot. So podiatry can lead you. The best players I see, orthotics and magic, along with everything else you must be doing in the world of physical therapy in that regard. And Paul wanted to know about hard and soft orthotics. I have better words, rigid or flexible. I can use flexible plastic materials in 90-year-olds very successfully. A lot of times soft materials don't control any particular motion. I think we might be out of time, everybody, with the sports doctor. See you next week, everybody. Thank you.